Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Well, I just looked at my checking account, and you guys have charged it $39.85. I have no idea who you are.
All right. Can you provide me with your zip code? Let me see who charged you and what you were charged for. Can you provide me with your zip code so that I can see who charged your account and what you were charged for?
I didn't understand what you just said.
Yes, sir. I asked, can you provide me with your zip code so that I can see who charged your account?
Okay, my zip code is 46725.
Okay, and your first and last name?
First name is Mark with a K. The last name is Pope. P is in Paul. O-O-K.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
805 Summit Drive, Columbia City, Indiana. 46725.
Thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have the Meal Balance app. Now with that Meal Balance app, it is an app designed to help. It helps you out with the recipes, meal planning and preparation. It tells you about the different calories. It has an interface where you're able to set the mark for how many calories you want to eat or consume a day, and it'll come up with the meal plans with healthy, delicious meals for you to try. Now, it does have a monthly charge of $39.85 per month.
Let me just stop you right there. I don't have any idea who these people are. They were not authorized by me to make this charge against my account. And this is nothing but fraud. So I want the charge reversed. And whoever these people are,
okay.
Now, Mr. Polk,
it is showing that you signed up for this app through an iPhone contest entry. So I'm not certain exactly what they may have offered you, but ultimately you agreed to the meal planning app as well. Now, what I am able to do is provide you with a $19.85 off your monthly rate for as long as you're participating in that meal plan, if that's something that you wanted, if you were interested in doing.
Okay, you're not listening. I need you to start listening.
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
I did not authorize these people, and whoever is telling you that I did is lying, and they're committing fraud.
Okay.
Now,
bear with me one moment.
If I don't get this totally reversed, I'm going to turn it over to my lawyer. Once he picks up the phone, the cash register is going to start ringing up, and somebody is going to pay for it, and I'm not going to be the one to do that. I will not tolerate fraud.
Bear with me one moment. I am going to go ahead and have the account canceled as well as refunded back to you. It does take about 3 to 5 business days before that refund reflects onto the account. However, I will have it submitted for you today.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Today is the 9th. 3 to 5 business days goes to, let's see here, the 15th. if this thing doesn't clear up by the 15th, I'm going to turn it over to my lawyer. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're trying to pull, but it's fraud.
Okay, Mr. Pope. Again, I did go ahead and get the account canceled. I know that you're stating that it's fraud, but it is showing that you entered the iPhone contest subscription. However, if you did not, I am able to get you over to our fraud department. But again, I did go ahead and get the account completely canceled as well as refunded back to you.
Okay. I want you to understand something. Twice now you've said that I authorized it. I did not authorize it. And I want you to understand.
Okay, Mr. Pope.
All right. I tell you what, on the 15th of this month, if this thing isn't cleared up on my checking account, I'm going to turn it over to my lawyer. And once I do that, you guys are going to be on the hook for it. So that's all I have to say, and I hope you got it cleared up.
Okay, Mr. Pope. Well, we did go ahead and cancel that account as well as refund the account back. Again, you will see that refund within 3 to 5 business days. You also will receive an email and or text message within the next 24 to 48 hours confirming the cancellation as well as the refund pending back to the account.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day as well.